The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Latest job figures are mildly positive, but still not great, and it's beginning to discourage college students who placed expensive bets on the kind of degree that used to make a lucrative career a slam dunk. More after this from Charlie. A lot of Americans are not only underwater on their homes, they're underwater on their college education, spending way more than they should have on degrees that may never pay off. Kelly Space spent $200,000 on her degree in social work from Boston's Northeastern University and still has no job and is so far underwater that she set up a website called 200Thou to attract donors willing to bail her out. CBS's Chip Reed found Kevin Johnson, who just got his law degree hoping to represent people who can't afford a lawyer, but at this point, even he can't afford a lawyer.
Lawyers do lawyer things. Lawyers work at law firms. Lawyers do public policy work. Lawyers don't serve pizza.
That, of course, is nothing new. There are many highly trained English majors who are now conjugating pizzas. What's so crippling is the size of the debts these students have racked up. In Kevin's case, he owes $230,000.
Were you misled?
Yeah, I think so.
Kevin's alma mater is one of 15 schools now being sued by disappointed former students. By the way, I ran the numbers. Did you know that for the $230,000 Kevin spent on law school, you could spend 4 years on a luxury cruise ship sailing around the world 8 times in an ocean view cabin with all your food and entertainment paid for? You'd see 5 continents, you'd attend informative lectures, you'd probably even meet some retired law professors. Alas, there is a small chance you'll run aground somewhere in Italy, and when you came back, you'd still be slinging pizza, but at least you'd be way more interesting to talk to. And your executive tan would be real. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.